Hundreds await bloom of world's largest and stinkiest flower at Huntington Botanical Gardens. This week, hundreds of visitors at the Huntington Botanical Gardens in San Marino, California stopped by to hopefully see the fleeting bloom of the very special and stinky 5-foot-tall corpse flower. Located in the garden's conservatory, which acts as a man-made indoor rainforest, is the Amorphophallus titanum, or corpse flower, expected to bloom sometime in the next few days, according to Huntington staff. The reason for its dark nickname is because of the flower's stinky smell once it blooms. Once it does, it stays open for 2 to 3 days before reverting back into a large corn seed, where it will await pollination once more on its way to blooming again. Meanwhile, hundreds of visitors of all ages come to the gardens daily to try and catch the exact moment when the smelly flower emerges. "It's pretty and ugly at the same time," garden visitor Mia Toledano told the Epoch Times during her visit August 24. "It almost looks like it's from another planet, like Avatar or something." The flower, commonly referred to as the world's largest, is also affixed with a camera, which feeds to the Huntington's website, where viewers can watch for the flower's bloom live for free. The flower in bloom is said by Huntington officials to be as rare as it is spectacular, due to each plant living for years sometimes without flowering. Because the rare bloom is so short, some travel from around the world hoping to see the moment one flowers. For botanists and the public, being in the right place at the right time to see one of these magnificent plants in bloom can be a once-in-a-lifetime treat, the Huntington said in a recent statement. The Huntington was the site of the first known bloom of the species in California in 1999, when it was referred to as the Big Stinker. Then, it was only the 11th recorded such bloom in the United States. During that bloom, Huntington botanists hand-pollinated the plant with its own pollen using a successful, yet experimental, technique, which resulted in producing several seedlings. Today, after a number of other successful flowerings and self-pollinations, there are several generations of little stinkers in the Huntington's greenhouses said to be waiting for their moment to bloom.